This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, Episode 21. Heather Wells and the Single Mom Blog present Single Mom Success, the place for single moms to find support, inspiration, and the path to their own success. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend and are ready to start your week off with a bang. I know Mondays are always difficult for us. My children tend to not want to get up in the mornings, not want to go to school. And I have to say, you know, I'm right there with them. I have to wake up in the morning, make sure that my boys are ready to go before the bus gets here. You know, even though they're going to be 15, I still, you know, feel the need to make sure that they're up and that they actually get to the bus just in case. And then I also have to wake up my daughter, get her ready for school. So, you know, the kids, they complain about, you know, having to get up and everything like that. But, you know, we have to get up too. So it's not just them. And, you know, personally, I'm not really a morning person. I never have been. I probably never will be. I would much rather lay in bed until my body just chose to wake up. I'm not a fan of my alarm clock. I hit snooze multiple times. So I totally understand and I feel their pain. But, It's just one of those dirty jobs, and it's definitely harder since we're just getting back from summer vacation, so it's taking a little bit of time to get back into the groove of things. So hopefully your household has made the transition over fairly simply or easily if you have little ones who are in school or not so little ones. So today's topic actually once again has come from the pages of my Facebook feed. And it showed up because, you know, on your Facebook page, if you have Facebook, I think everybody has Facebook, but I guess there's people that don't. If you have Facebook, over on the right-hand side, there's usually like a trending section that tells you kind of the articles that are trending or stories that are trending. And there was one that caught my eye, and it was about Alyssa Milano and how she caught a ton of flack because she stated that she would, because people had a problem with a picture that she posted. So Alyssa Milano, I guess, reposted for kind of like a throwback Thursday or a Tuesday, whatever day it was, of her baby daughter, or her baby, of her daughter when she was born, her baby, because I guess it had been a year since her daughter was born. So she posted a picture of her right after she was born. Alyssa was in the hospital. She still had the IV in her hand, for pity's sake, and she was breastfeeding her daughter. It was a beautiful picture. Like, that's one of the first things that we do, right? After we have our baby, you know, they get the baby all cleaned up. We, you know, finally get, it seems like forever sometimes, that it takes to, for them to give you your baby. For me, it was especially long because I had two C-sections, so I didn't get to hold my babies until I was out of recovery, which took forever. It seemed like forever. It sucked. So, you know, when I finally got to hold them, it was just, I mean, it's the most amazing moment. And then, of course, you know, you start working on and you start breastfeeding. You start learning how to breastfeed if you're going to breastfeed. And so she posted this picture and everybody, like, they had people that were just attacking her and saying, I can't believe you're showing that. Why are you posting something like this? And, you know, she had an amazing response. She, you know, she's like, I don't understand. She's like, Miley Cyrus can show off her boobs and her nipples. but I'm nursing my child. I'm doing what naturally is supposed to be done with my boobs, and everybody is like having a cow over this. They're freaking out about it. She's like, I will breastfeed my daughter until she's six if I want to. And so then, of course, everybody started going crazy again. And she posted this, I think it was on Twitter that she posted it, or Facebook, or both, I don't know, but she literally had to post, she said, you guys do know I was joking about breastfeeding my daughter till she was six, right? So, but it is interesting, it brings up sort of a topic that has been, you know, it's been out there for a while, but it's one that I've never really touched on. So you see a lot of people out in the world right now talking about, you know, fat shaming and this type of shaming and body shaming, which are all very, you know, valid discussion points and things that we definitely, you know, should discuss and that, you know, shouldn't be out there. And at some point I may discuss it too. I think there's another video that's been out that has been virally going crazy about some woman who was talking about fat shaming, but, this one really kind of struck home to me because it's amazing to me how many times you see instances of mothers or parents shaming other parents. It's almost like the second you have a kid, it's like all of a sudden everybody has free license to try and tell you how you should parent that child or what you should do to raise that child, or, you know, everybody's got their two cents. And while I appreciate suggestions and, you know, help, especially when I was, you know, had my boys. I mean, especially when I had my twin boys, because I tell you what, I came home from the hospital and was absolutely freaked out. My grandmother, bless her, she stayed with me for a week after I had my twins, because I had a C-section and I had twins. So she stayed with me. And she had to leave. She's like, honey, I've got to go. I got to get back home. And I freaked out. I was like, you can't leave me. You're like, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this by myself? What if they both start crying? Like, I was like panicked. It was ridiculous. But it was, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I had never been a mother before. I, you know, didn't have siblings until I was 20. You know, I was an only child until I was 20. So I didn't even have babies like around me really all that much. I mean, I knew the mechanics, I knew the basics, but seriously, I was like, I cannot be left alone to be responsible for those two individuals because I have no freaking clue what I am doing. And something inevitably will happen and I will scar them for life, and they will forever remember the time when I put the diaper on backwards, or like it was just flat panic. it wasn't funny at all. And, you know, my grandmother, she was just the most amazing woman, but she was like, honey, babies cry. It will be okay. They will survive if they cry. It won't kill them to cry. It is okay. You will be okay. But in the beginning, like I welcomed information and advice, provided it was given in a constructive fashion. Like, nobody likes to say, you know, you're doing that wrong. That's just wrong. What you're doing, that's not the right thing to do. You shouldn't, you know, dress your child in that. You shouldn't use that type of diaper. Or the formula that you're using is absolutely horrible, and this is why. Like, it's so crazy to me how many parents, yes, you have children. Yes, you have been through it. Yes, whatever you're doing has worked for you and your family, but that doesn't mean that it applies to everybody. So there were so many people just going crazy about whether she should show the fact that she was breastfeeding. I don't think it was the fact that she did breastfeed that anybody had a problem with. It was the fact that she was showing a picture of her breastfeeding her child. Get over it. Like, seriously, like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Everybody... If there's something that shows up on my Facebook feed, if there's something that shows up on my Twitter feed, and it's not something I want to look at, there's a little button that says, hide this. Like, I don't want to see it. You can do that. You can scroll past it. You don't have to lash out at that person or make a snide or rude or demeaning or derogatory comment towards that person. There are outfits that I see on the red carpet that reveal a lot. Like, they're practically naked walking down the red carpet. Famous people showing off practically every piece of skin that they have. But it's okay. This woman was feeding her baby. Like, what's the big deal about that? I don't understand. I think it was a beautiful picture. And for those who didn't like it, keep on scrolling. Who cares? And then there was the comment that she made about feeding her baby, breastfeeding her baby till she was six. So this is kind of the crux of my comment or my podcast. Everybody came out of the room. It's not natural. You shouldn't feed them that long. It's terrible to do that, blah, blah, blah. So here's the thing. I breastfed my babies for as long as I could. And really, I could only do it for a few weeks. Unfortunately, with the twins, there was just not enough of me to go around. I'm not a well-endowed woman. I had twins. I was not getting enough milk production. And so they ended up switching over to formula, which was fine. Like, the first few weeks is when they get the healthy, you know, antibodies from mom. So they got all of that, which is great. And then after that, the formula was fine. With my daughter, after I had her, I breastfed for as long as I could with her. But I went back to work 2 weeks after my C-section, which, yes, I know. My doctors were very unhappy with me. But I couldn't afford not to. I was a waitress. I didn't get paid maternity leave. I needed the money. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, the support that I was getting from my daughter's father was great. It helped me support her, but I had two other kids to take care of too. So, and it's not his job to take care of those kids. So I had to go back to work. So I was waitressing and there was no way I was gonna, and nowhere that I was gonna be able to go and pump during my waitressing shift. And the owner of the bar was never gonna let me do that anyway, even if I wanted to. So, cause he was kind of an ass. But, so I breastfed her for the first couple of weeks and I did it for as long as I could. But then because I wasn't regularly pumping and I wasn't regularly feeding while I was at work, I dried up. There wasn't any to give her. So she ended up being bottle fed. Not a big deal, right? But there are so many people who are like, oh, you should be breastfeeding. You should do it for as long as possible. There is a woman who, I can't remember, I saw an article or a video or something about a woman and she breastfeeds her children and they're like 4, 5, and 6. You know, do I think that's something that I would ever do? No. It's a little weird for me. I don't know that I would want to. Plus, they have teeth at that point. I don't think that that's something that I could do to go that far. But that's me. Who am I to tell her that she shouldn't do it? Who am I to say that's wrong for you? Her body, her boobs, her kids, you know, if she wants to do it, fine. Do I think it's a little weird? Yeah, but that's just me personally. If she doesn't have a problem with it and her kids don't have a problem with it, then in all honesty, at some point, yes, they're going to be too old for it and it will be strange. And, you know, then it gets into that whole awkward, weird thing. But, you know, who's to say it's right or wrong? Some people say that gives them a stronger bond as they get older. Some people say that that bond is not good. Like, it's, the world is full of opinions. You know what they say about opinions, right? They're just like, you know, assholes. Everybody's got one, right? So, I don't think it's right to sit there and say, that's horrible. How could you do that? And blah, 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 blah. And just, like, attack another person. The same thing. Like, people, I've seen people go at it over whether they should have cloth or use regular diapers. I use regular diapers. I personally don't think I could do the cloth diapers. I hate doing laundry, period. Like, it's not my thing. It stacks up. So, doing cloth diapers, bleh, first of all, bleh. But that's me, right? For other people, it's fantastic. They love it. It's better for their baby. Definitely better for the environment. I totally get that, right? But unfortunately, or not even unfortunately, because it's not unfortunate, it's just my decision. I went with disposable diapers. Now, I tried to get the ones that are more environmentally friendly, like the clothy, feely ones instead of the plastic ones, you know, but at the same time, I'm a single mom, so you do the best that you can, and sometimes you have to take the cheaper route because money is tight, and, you know, you get the cheapy plastic ones. And I know that there's also that argument of, well, if you had cloth diapers, you wouldn't have to pay for them, and da-da-da. Yes, but I also know myself, and I know that it's just not something that I would do. But that's okay, because I'm not demeaning you for using cloth diapers. In fact, if you can, great. Better for the environment, more power to you. Awesome. Go you. Right? That's, I will support that every step of the way. But please don't tell me that I'm wrong for making my choice. Right? What is it? There's a thing out now about helicopter moms. Oh, by the way, if you have not seen or heard of the Holderness family, I will put the video in my blog because it's absolutely wonderful. I love the Holderness family and the videos that they do. They do like Christmas jammies and back to school rap and the just all kinds of just fun videos. They're very cute. They're so much fun to watch. I love them. Their kids are adorable and so cute. But they just recently did a video called Helicopter. Like, every day they're hovering. It's about helicopter moms. And it's based off of the Every Day We're Shuffling, that song. I can't remember what it is now. But it is so cute. It's so funny. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes or whatever and you're not actually on my blog, go to the blog, Single Mom. TheSingleMomBlog.com, and it'll be the main post that you see, the very first post on the page. If you're listening to this later, it's going to be under TheSingleMomBlog.com/parenting do's and don'ts. And just the fact that everybody seems to think that they should, you know, tell everybody do's and don'ts. That's why I'm labeling it that, parenting do's and don'ts. Because you can't say what you do is going to work for everybody else. And I've learned this, especially parenting a special needs child, because everybody loves to sit there and go, oh, well, you should do this, or you should do that, or your son is absolutely, he's throwing a fit. Have you ever thought of disciplining him? Really, holy crap, I can't believe that. No, I have never thought of disciplining my child. I cannot believe that I did not think of it, that I should just discipline him and that would make it all better, right? Cue the sarcasm. Yes, of course I have disciplined my son. He is a special needs child. What works for your child, your quote-unquote normal child, does not work for my son. What works for your special needs child does not always work for my special needs child, and vice versa. So, you know, the one thing that I do love about the community around children, or, you know, children with special needs and parents who have special needs children, is it's never a, you should do this, you should do this, you should do this. It's a, hey, we tried this and it really worked. That might work for you. Or, hey, we noticed that your son was doing this. Our son had the same problem. Here's what we tried, right? It's never a, you're doing it wrong. It's more of a collaboration. It's more of a suggestion. It's more of a, hey, I see your son is struggling, or I see that you're struggling. You know, we've gone through some of those same problems. Here's some things that worked for us. They might work for you too. And it is the best way to offer parenting advice, because it's not making it seem like your way is right, or your way is wrong, or your way is better or worse, or anything else. It's just, hey, this is what we did and it worked for us. Maybe it'll work for you too. And I love that type of parenting advice. I love that. But I don't think that it's right to sit here and say, oh, this is a parenting do and don't. So, you know, just like the whole, they're talking about the helicopter mom thing and how they hover and they're, you know, they don't let their kids fall, or they're there to pick them up right away and blah, blah, blah. And so many people are like, that's wrong. You're supposed to let them fall and pick themselves up and figure it out and da, 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 da. You know, it's just, you should never, I can't understand why it seems like everybody feels like they should tell everybody else that their parenting style is right or wrong. It just makes no sense to me, right? I'm totally a helicopter mom in some situations, and in other situations, I'm not. So, for example, you know, part of me being a helicopter mom, I guess that's the term for it, but I just call it being overprotective. I'm totally overprotective. And here's the reason. I had a child that almost died. So I'm fully aware of where my overprotectiveness comes from. It comes from having a child who almost died. And so anybody who's experienced that, it is a nightmare that I would not wish on anyone. Ever. I don't even care how much I dislike you. I would never, ever wish that nightmare on anyone. Because it is the most heart-wrenching, debilitating, helpless feeling that you can ever feel. Because you are standing there and there is quite literally nothing that you can do but hope and pray if you're a prayer. I'm not even religious and I still prayed. I still made deals with the devil and God and anybody else I could to, you know, begging the universe, please don't let this happen. I mean, you cannot imagine, if you have not experienced it, the horror that that is. And you come out of it, you know, when your child survives, if your child survives, with this, I'll be damned if that's ever going to happen again feeling. Like, you do not ever want that again. Ever. So, it's going to make you overprotective. It's the, oh my God, don't jump off that. Oh my God, don't do that. You know, so, you know, the things that I did as a kid, riding around on my bike without a helmet, jumping off of crap, you know, we jumped off the roof and the deck and the, you know, we jumped on trampolines that didn't have safety nets. Half the time they didn't have pads. Like, I don't even think they made pads for trampolines back then. Like, none of this stuff that I did would I allow my children to do now. Because I am overprotective. Do they get hurt? Yes. Every child gets hurt. But I am not one for letting my children take unnecessary risks. There are some people who parent and they're like, sure, go ride the dirt bike, knock yourself out. My daughter rides dirt bikes. I love the fact that my daughter rides dirt bikes. But she better have every single pad imaginable on her body and a helmet. Wrap her in bubble wrap. I am fine with her riding a dirt bike in bubble wrap. Do it. Right? I don't want to take the experience away from her, but I want her to be safe. Every single time. Riding your bike, if you're not wearing a helmet, your butt is not on that bike. Period. You know, having a child with a brain injury, I make sure to do everything in my power to make sure it doesn't happen again. So yes, I am overprotective in that aspect. Now, when my children fall, which inevitably they do, they hurt themselves, they scratch themselves. My son broke his foot falling out of a tree that he was specifically told not to climb. So I know kids are going to do stuff anyway, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to still be a mom and say, don't do it, right? My son climbed the neighbor's tree, fell out of it, landed on his foot funny, and broke his heel, up the back of his heel, and into his ankle joint, right? Painful. I'm sitting here, I was at the store when it happened, so not only was he out playing outside when I wasn't home, which he's not supposed to do, he's also climbing a tree when I wasn't home. And the reason he was told not to do those things is because if you get hurt, I'm not home to take care of you. And lo and behold, what happened? Maybe I manifested it into the universe, who knows. But he went outside while I wasn't home, climbed a tree he wasn't supposed to, and fell and got hurt, like I told him he would, while I was not home. The neighbors called and told me what happened. Drive home from the store. My son's screaming and wailing and crying. And I'm looking at his foot and I'm like, okay, well, you know, first of all, I'm like, what were you doing up in the tree? Like, you were told not to get in the tree. I mean, I railed him. He's in pain. And I still was just railing him. And I looked at his foot and I said, well, it's very swollen. Let's see, you know, maybe you just sprained it. Maybe you twisted it. Let's put some ice on it. See how it feels after, you know, a little bit. And if it's still really hurting, then I'll take you to the doctor. But it really better be hurting, because my son's a hypochondriac. So he tells me things are wrong with him when things aren't wrong with him. And we end up going to the emergency room, and there's nothing wrong with him. So he's also made it very difficult, because he will tell me things are wrong with him, and I end up going and having to pay a hospital bill for something that was absolutely nothing. So I always double check to make sure my son is actually injured before we go anywhere. So lo and behold, it was still swollen. It started turning purple. So I said, okay, let's go. We'll take you to the store or to the emergency room. But the entire time I was still getting on him. I'm like, you knew you weren't supposed to do these things. So, you know, or my daughter will fall and she's like, oh, I fell off my bike. And, you know, I'm like, are you bleeding? No, then you're fine. So in some ways I am a helicopter mom. I do hover. And other times I'm like, you know what? If it's not broken or bleeding, you're good. Just go. You're fine. You're okay. So, but I can see both sides of it. I really can. But I don't want to judge somebody else because they're doing it differently than I am. It makes no sense to me. Why? You know, because here's the deal. Regardless of what your views are, ultimately, every single one of us are just trying our damnedest to raise our children as best we can, the best way we know how, to be good people and have good lives, to grow up and be able to go out on their own and be successful. And we're trying our butts off to do this and make sure they're semi-sane and we're semi-sane by the time it's all over, right? Like, that's the goal. Everybody has the same goal. We're doing our best with the information that we have. And here's what makes it different. And this is why I try really hard not to judge, you know, other parents or other people. My perception of other people is based on my experience, my life, my history, the things that I've gone through, the things that I've experienced, the things that I've learned, the knowledge I've gained, the assumptions I've made, the personality I've developed. That's how I see them. They see themselves differently. They see themselves based on their lives, their history, their perception, the way they live their lives, the way they were brought up, the things they were taught, the things they weren't taught. And it is a different experience than the one I had. So the way I view them is different than the way they view themselves. Vice versa, the way they view me is different than the way I view myself. So when they have a differing opinion of me, or they don't like me, or I think they don't like me, or whatever the case, that's from their perception. So why would I take it personally? Because it has nothing to do with me personally. I don't take that personally. But not everybody sees it that way. You know, for example, I had a friend who, she and her husband just recently, they had a baby, which is awesome. I'm so excited for them because I think, if I remember correctly, at one point she told me that at a young age she was told she might not ever be able to have kids. So the fact that she was able to have a baby with her husband was just a miracle, wonderful. I'm so happy for them. And their daughter is the cutest thing ever. She's so adorable. But not that long ago, you know, we were friends and she's friends with my ex. They're friends with my ex and me. And we were getting ready to, we were trying to save up to go on our cruise, our Disney cruise. And I had posted something on my Facebook saying, you know, because here's the way that we saved up for this cruise was we stopped going out to eat. We would only go out to eat once a night. That includes like McDonald's, Taco Bell, everything. We saved our money doing that. I sat down with the kids and said, okay, you guys want to go on this cruise and I want to take you on this cruise, but it's an expensive cruise. So if we're going to do this, what would you guys think about instead of getting, like 20 gifts for Christmas, you only got 10 and we use the rest of the money that I would normally spend on your presents and put it in savings for this cruise. The same with your birthday. For your birthday, we could tell people you can either give us a gift or you can put money towards our cruise fund. And I talked to the kids about it to see what their thoughts were on it, because here's how I was raised. I was raised in a family that didn't have a lot of money. So we were taught that sometimes if you wanted something, you had to save for it, right? And in order to save the money for it, sometimes you had to forego unnecessary expenses, right? Things that weren't really important. You gave up the little things to save up for the big thing that you wanted, right? a car, the insurance for the car, whatever it is. Kind of just giving that sort of fiscal responsibility and understanding the way the dynamics of money work, right? And, you know, just like as a kid, if you want a car, not everybody has a family where they can just get a car when they turn 16. They have to save their money. How do they save the money? By not spending it on little unnecessary things, right? Instead of getting a soda, you put that money in a savings jar, right? Or whatever the case may be. That's how I was raised. That's what I was taught. And sometimes you give up unnecessary things in order to get that. Now, mind you, I was not telling my children, you won't get any birthday presents or you won't get any Christmas presents. It was, you're going to get less than what you normally get because the rest of the money will go towards savings, right? And I asked them what they thought about that, and they were all totally fine with it because the cruise was something very important to them. A Disney cruise was like a great big giant present. That's how they viewed it. And so I posted on my Facebook, I said, okay, Brooklyn's party is going to be at this place in this time, blah, 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 per Brooklyn's request and what we, you know, we as a family are doing. If you want to get a gift for her, great. If not, you know, she also would like to have money put towards our cruise, you know, and da-da-da. So this friend of mine absolutely railed me. She's like, I can't believe you're taking money from your daughter's birthday to pay for a cruise. That's your responsibility as a parent, blah, blah, blah. Like, just, like, tore into me. And I was like, I don't understand why you're so upset about this, but this is something that the kids and I have talked about. It's not taking anything from her. She's still, I mean, she got a party at Chuck E. Cheese. That's not cheap. It was for her and 10 of her friends from school. That thing cost me like $170. So it's not like she got nothing for her birthday, right? And her friends all brought presents, right? Family contributed money to the cruise, right? But she still got little tchotchke presents, like nothing big. They didn't spend a ton of money on her presents. They bought her something little tiny, and then they gave her money for the cruise, right? That's what we were doing as a family. And they liked it because they felt like they were contributing as well. So it was great. Right? It was a family effort. But she was just like, well, I can't believe you're doing that. And I was like, look, I understand that you don't agree with this. And that's totally fine. But in my family, and the way I'm trying to raise my children, is to understand that sometimes if you want something big, you give up on non-essential stuff. She's like, well, I'm just going to make sure that I'll make sure she gets the non-essential stuff because I think it's important that she has it. I said, that's fine. She will love it. Please. Whatever you'd like to give her, she will love. But this is the way our family is. But she just railed into me and didn't understand and totally just made it like I was the worst parent in the world. And I'm sitting here going, you know, I'm not taking her birthday money to pay for me to go on like a singles cruise by myself. This is her present. The Disney cruise is her. If I had a choice of cruises, it wouldn't necessarily be the Disney cruise. The whole thing is for them. It's not for me. Though I do have to say, if you ever get to go on a Disney cruise or if you ever want to do an amazing vacation or trip, I highly recommend the Disney cruise. And you know what? Before I said, you know, if it was my choice, I wouldn't go on the Disney cruise. I would totally go on a Disney cruise without my kids. It is the best experience ever. If you ever like Disney in any fashion, I don't care if you have kids or don't, a Disney cruise is amazing. It is the best experience on the planet. I'm just saying. Okay, that's my little side. But yeah, so I was like, you know, this isn't for me. I'm doing this for the kids. Yes, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every single second of it. It was fantastic. But it was for them. It was for them. It was for us as a family. And here's the thing. The little bit of money I saved on Christmas, the little bit of money I saved on their birthdays, the little bit of money that we got from family, that did help, but ultimately it was my tax refund that finished paying off the cruise, right? But that's not the point. Like, this person, who, mind you, at the time did not have any kids at all, I just have to say that, was just absolutely going to town telling me how wrong I was, but it wasn't her place to do so. Not really. Like, you don't have to agree with it. But don't tell me I'm a terrible parent because I'm doing something that actually is working for our family, right? And that's kind of where I'm at. So, You know, I think the one thing that I would suggest and just hope that everybody out there does is, you know, really just sometimes if you find yourself judging another parent or even just another person, it doesn't have to be a parent, but I find that we as parents, we tend to jump on that whole judgment train when it comes around. If you find yourself doing that, just sort of really take a step back and go, you know, would I want somebody railing me for my life choices, for the way that I parent my child? Would I want somebody coming after me and attacking me and saying I'm wrong for making the decisions that I've made? No. My decisions are mine for my family, my kids. They work for us. We do what we can. And again, like I said, every single one of us is just trying our best to get through this whole parenting thing in one piece and with our children being well-adjusted individuals, hopefully. Right? Like, that's all we're trying to do. And it is amazing to me how many people just feel that they should just judge. It's just, so if you find yourself doing that, just like I said, take a step back and just think, man, because it's super easy, especially on social media, like Facebook posts, everything. It's like, it's so easy to be that anonymous person on the screen. Like, you can say anything, right? You can say anything to anybody. And it's just like, blah, 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 blah. Because, you know, you're anonymous. The person's not right in front of you. We will say things online to people that we would not dare say to their face if they were standing in front of us, right? Like, we will be flat out mean, nasty people online, on a screen, but we would never do that. Like, there are things that I see people post and I'm like, God, are you like that to people that you know in your life? Are you just that, like, miserable of a person? Are you really that nasty? Like, would you just walk up to somebody and go, you're dressed like a skank? Seriously, like, you don't have to like what they're wearing. You're not wearing it. You don't have to agree with it. They like it. They're wearing it. It's not you. Why do you care? Right? I mean, if it's your kid, you know, we have to sit there and say, look, you can't leave the house like that. When you turn 18, I have no say. But right now, you can't leave the house like that. Like, I get that there's some lines to be drawn, but even then, you know, you still wouldn't treat your child like that, I hope. So just remember, it's super easy to judge people because you're looking at it from your perspective, from your viewpoint, not from theirs. You don't understand where they're coming from. So just let it be. If it doesn't affect you, and it doesn't. Whether Alyssa Milano breastfeeds her baby until she's six does not affect me in any way. I don't care. I don't care. Would I do it? No. It's not my kid. I don't care if that's the parenting route she chooses to make. Why would it matter to me? Why does it make a single difference in my life or how I raise my family? It doesn't. The way my neighbor raises her child is different than the way I raise my child in some fashions. It's similar in other fashions. We both get along. We may not always agree, but I'm not raising her child. She's not raising mine. All we're trying to do is make sure they're good people, right? And that's all that should matter. Why it matters to everybody else, whether a mom breastfeeds or bottle feeds, whether they use cloth or regular diapers, whether they're a helicopter mom or a free spirit mom, whether they feed their children processed foods or not, whether they're vegan or vegetarian, whether they're a single parent versus a two-parent household, whether they're a lesbian family or a gay couple or gay male parenting, I don't care. If you are a good individual, if you are treating your children well, if you are doing your best to raise healthy, happy children, then good for you. Whatever parenting choices you make, I may not agree. I may not agree. But it's not my job to tell you that you should be breastfeeding instead of bottle feeding, or bottle feeding instead of breastfeeding. If you want to breastfeed in public, fine. Do I want my boys sitting there staring at you? No, because that's awkward for everybody. So they move that way, right? And I've had that happen where they're like, Mom, that lady has her... I'm like, yeah, she's feeding her baby. Just move along. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's only a big deal if you make it a big deal. So don't make it a big deal. Why does it affect you in any way? My boys thought, okay, it's not going to be the last time they see breasts in their life. Right? Do I need to answer some questions about it now? Sure. They were going to be answered anyway. I'm not worried about it. Doesn't bother me at all. Not one bit. Because really, in all honesty, it's not something that we weren't going to discuss at some point in life. Like, what, my children are not supposed to understand that this is how the world works until the day they have a baby? If I haven't explained it to them how that works, they're just going to figure that out on their own, I guess? Like, you know, sooner or later you have the sex talk. Sooner or later you have the baby talk. Sooner or later, you know. So at some point, and here's the thing, my boys had already seen it because they had seen me nursing their sister. So, like I said, just live your life, be a good parent, be a good person. Don't judge others for what they choose to do raising their children. Don't make them feel like they're a bad parent because they didn't make the exact same choices or decisions or parenting style that you chose. They're not raising your children. They're raising their children. You're raising your children. Pay more attention to that than you do to the way other people raise their kids. And everybody would be happier, I think. So, that's just my personal take on it. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I love to get feedback from my listeners, so if you are listening on my blog, please feel free to leave a comment below. If you're not listening on my blog, go to my blog, thesinglemomblog.com. Please find the blog post. Leave a message. I love hearing feedback. Tell me what your thoughts are on this. Always want to hear it. If you like it, please share. Definitely would love to get more listeners. If you know a single parent who might benefit from this podcast, or even just a regular parent that might benefit from this podcast, share it. Share the love. We love new listeners. We love new blog subscribers. And I hope you have a fantastic week. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care. You've been listening to the Single Mom Podcast, the place to go for support, encouragement, and maybe a few laughs along the way. Please also make sure you head on over to the Single Mom blog for more great stuff for single moms. We have resources, free things to print out, great articles. Can't wait to see you there. Be sure to leave feedback and comments because we love hearing from other single moms. And if you like this podcast, please be sure to subscribe.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.